call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Hey, Nicole, how you going?
I'm good, thanks, Kelly. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm currently, just finished watching a 60-minute excerpt of the interview with Charles Woolley and Jacinda Ardern. What do we think?
Yes, I was wondering how many New Zealanders have seen this interview, because it's quite big news here for how awkward and terrible it is.
Yep, it was quite big news here as well.
It's just... the interviewer, Charles Woolley from 60 Minutes, he was just gushing over her, and he asked her questions about the conception of the baby. It was a strange interview.
And he called her attractive quite often, didn't he?
He did. He said he was smitten with her as well. And he hasn't... I mean, I've seen a few interviews with Charles Woolley, and it's not typical of him to act like that, so it was it was extra, like the uncomfortableness. Extra.
Do you think it was for ratings then, if that's not his kind of usual demeanour?
Quite possibly. I think the fact that she is, you know, quite young, she's a woman, I don't know. I mean, perhaps he would have treated another young female leader in that way. You know, it's unusual to have somebody who's like a young woman in a leadership position who's pregnant. It's not common. And so, you know, maybe given more opportunities to be like that, he would have been.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's...
Interesting. So is he quite a prominent journalist in Australia? I've wondered if he's sort of known for this...
Yeah, he is. I mean, 60 Minutes, it has quite large ratings still. You know, its heyday, I think, has probably passed, but it's still relatively respected.
Mm.
You do get these big interviews with world leaders and, you know, bigger, like, longer, like, feature pieces like this. So he was always going to address her personal life, but it's not normally so invasive.
Yeah, but they kind of let out that comment, didn't they? But Channel 9 was it that said, you know, we've always done our interviews without fear or favour.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's the explanation for that. And I've also seen that Barnaby Joyce has resigned.
Yes, she's gone. It's not the newest news, but we haven't talked since.
I know. We haven't. It's been a while.
It has, and he's resigned. So everything we were talking about with the pressure, the internal party pressure, and everything like that has all culminated in this, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was probably. I think a lot of people expected that, didn't they?
Yes, they
that
did.
Might happen. Yeah,
they did. He was really holding on for dear life there, and just didn't work out for him.
And what's the new person that was elected as national leader?
Veterans Affairs Minister Michael McCormack.
Ah, right.
Mm.
Interesting. So he's not necessarily super well known yet. The final story that I've had a little look at is Malcolm Turnbull says that the Jobs Minister, Michaela Cash, was bullied and provoked.
Yeah, that was interesting. We've talked about this story before with the Australian Workers Union officers, I think.
Mm.
So there was a leak from there, and it was somebody that she was responsible for, and it was kind of an embarrassing moment for her professionally.
Mm.
And she was being questioned about this by Labor members in Parliament the other day, and she got very upset by this. By this line of questioning, and in response she made some allegations about Bill Shorten, the leader of the Labor Party, and basically said, you know, there's a lot of rumours about young women who work for him, you know, and we don't question you about your personal life, Bill. And since then, you know, people, everybody in Labor has been condemning her, and they're demanding apologies. Bill Shorten in particular has said, I'm really shocked that she hasn't called me to apologise.
Wow.
And it's been a whole media storm, and she literally shielded herself.
Mm.
TV cameras, photographers, with a big whiteboard when she was walking in. So it's just, I think she's...
As you do.
Yeah, she's not handling it. And, you know, you can't... I mean, we don't know with these allegations.
Yes,
she
exactly.
could well be, you know, speaking the truth.
Mm. But when you do things like this, it makes it hard to have the sympathy.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just looking at photos right now, actually, of the whiteboard.
Yeah.
It's quite dramatic.
It is dramatic. I don't know. Parliament is very personality-driven lately.
Yeah. I was thinking that. There's been a lot of stories recently with politicians' personal lives, hasn't there? It's a lot to do with that side of things.
I feel as though it's yeah, it's more so than in previous years. Non-stop.
Like. Yeah. Well, you never know. Next week we might just have another story like that. We'll see. Hey, thank you so much for joining me, Nicole, and we will chat to you in a week's time.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.